This ain't home is wherever you are, that's true.
Greetings, Colorado. This is Scott LaBar, and I am bringing you Convention Audio Bulletin number 8. And today is Wednesday, the 27th of October, and I am so excited because tomorrow we are going to begin our convention activities starting at 9:30 in the morning with our Seniors Division breakout session. And I wanted to give you a bunch of information about the convention so that you're as prepared as you can be for the convention. As you have seen on our listserv, the agenda has gone out in many different versions and so on and so forth, but we do have the final version, and that final version is up on our website, nfbco.org. It's on the first heading on the page. You can download a Word version of the agenda there. So the agenda will be your source for all of the Zoom rooms and all of that kind of information. So you'll definitely want to review the agenda. By the way, most of the activities will be happening in what we call the NFBCO main Zoom ballroom. For example, all of the NFBCO live breakouts tomorrow are happening in that room, the opening ceremonies, all the general sessions, the banquet, and so on and so forth. But we are using a number of other rooms, so you will want to look at your agenda. A little Zoom tip for you: if you're in that agenda and you put your cursor on the link, then you hit Shift F10 and you arrow up until you hear open hyperlink, that, and you hit enter on that, that will open the Zoom link and take you into the Zoom room. So it's a nice little tip to use. And speaking of another tip, we are going to be streaming to YouTube. Earlier today, Curtis Chong supplied the link to that. So if you want to watch the convention on YouTube, you can do that. Keep in mind that on the YouTube platform, it's a one-way platform, so you won't be able to, you know, raise your hand or ask questions or say that you're there for door prizes. We are going to be giving door prizes during the convention as long as you've been registered for the convention. And unfortunately, registration is now closed for the convention and will not reopen. Make sure you're paying attention, and we'll give people, 30 seconds, maybe up to a minute to claim their door prize. By the way, that song we just heard was keeping in theme with many of these audio bulletins. It was given to me by Dan Burke, a guy named Daniel Rodriguez, and his song, Colorado, A Sojourn to a Burning Sun. So anyway, we will be on YouTube. Let's see, I've got some other Zoom tips for you. One of the best ways to listen to the convention, or and watch it for that matter, is by using a desktop or a laptop on the Windows operating system. And if you are in your Zoom app, under Audio Settings and under Advanced, there is a field there to enable stereo sound. So you tab over to enable stereo sound and hit your space button to check that box, and then you'll be able to listen to the convention in stereo. Unfortunately, the stereo will not come through in other platforms like Mac or the iPhone or whatever. At least I don't think so. Now, I think the stereo should come through on the YouTube feed, but we'll have to check that out for sure. So that's a little Zoom tip for you. If it's possible, it'd be best if you have a couple of different devices you can use to listen to the convention. Why? Well, because whatever phone number, if you registered to vote, if whatever phone number you used to vote, you're going to have to use that phone or that phone line to vote. So you'll want to be listening, if at all possible, on another device. But we'll be talking about that at the convention. Now, remember, I've been giving you clues about the young woman who has won the $266 registration drawing. And I've given a whole bunch of clues. I won't review all those now. But the next clue, and there will be only one more clue after this. I'll give that. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give that at the beginning of the opening sessions tomorrow. And then at the end of the opening sessions, we will announce the actual winner. But this particular young woman who lives in the northern half of Colorado, who has not been a native of the state, she did not grow up here and all those kinds of things. The next clue is she is a guide dog user. So there you go. Let's see, anything else I need to cover? I wanted to tell you about resolutions. We have 8 resolutions. The resolutions committee will meet Friday morning. We share those resolutions on the listserv. You can also find them on our website. I urge you to look at them ahead of time and come to the resolutions committee meeting on Friday morning, 9 a.m. in the main NFBCO Zoom ballroom. But let me review the topics of the 8 resolutions real quickly. 01 is about providing a system whereby not only can we mark our ballots online and do so using assistive technology, we want to find a way to be able to return our ballots electronically. Because, you know, these days people really don't have printers anymore. Resolution number 2 is going to deal with the program known as Text to Cure. Right now, that system is not accessible in a non-visual way. So if you get a notice that your ballot is, they're not sure about your ballot or your signature or whatever, you can't really use the app that they have to cure that problem. Number 3 involves the restoration of transit services to pre-COVID levels once we get done with this pandemic. That's obviously an issue affecting a lot of us. Number 4 has to do with access to COVID-19 testing. So many of the testing systems are based on driving up and having transportation, and you can't use rideshare or public transportation if you think you might have COVID. So we've got to make sure we can have full access to COVID-19 testing. Number 5 deals with universal access to remote learning systems. All of our kids and many of us are learning these days remotely on Zoom and other platforms, and they are not all accessible. We got to make sure that we call for them to be, because as far as I'm concerned, regardless of what happens with this pandemic, I think we're going to be doing a lot more remote learning in the future, so we have to have access to that. Number 6 has to do with some problems currently existing in the business enterprise program, specifically the lack of active participation by blind vendors in their program, which is one of their rights. It has to do with some hiring decisions that have been made by the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. So number 6 addresses that issue. Number 7 calls for the Department of Transportation in the state to create an office for access to transportation by persons with disabilities, and making sure that the disability perspective is put forward in all transportation-based decisions. Lastly, number 8 has to do with equal access to websites, mobile apps, and other information technology. That is a big issue, obviously, with our society becoming so dependent on technology to perform basic tasks. So those are the 8 resolutions that we are going to be considering. A lot of very interesting and timely issues. So that brings me to the end of Convention Audio Bulletin number 8. I am so excited to be on the eve of convention and can't wait to interact with many of you starting tomorrow. So be there or be square, as they say. So for right now, so long. This is the end of Convention Audio Bulletin number 8.